We're talking about planning for retirement and estate planning. And I guess my first question, JJ, is why do you put these two together?
Well, the reason I put these two together, seemingly you would think that they're different types of topics altogether. But what I have found is that these are things that people need to be thinking about sooner rather than later. And both of these two topics really deal with a transition process. If you think about it from a retirement planning standpoint, you're talking about transitioning from maybe your working years to your non-working years, to those years that you've dreamed of, those retirement years. And then when it comes to estate planning, you're really planning for the transition from your living years to your non-living years, if we really want to kind of condense it. But really, both of these processes, you're planning to make sure that you can take care of yourself and take care of your family after the time comes where you're generating income. And because of that, I've kind of grouped these two together because studies have shown that far too many people live their lives without having any sort of planning whatsoever. You know, I was watching television the other day and I saw a retirement planning commercial and it said most people spend more time planning a two-week vacation than they do planning for their retirement. And it really hits you and it hits home because I had heard that about estate planning, but it ties in also with retirement planning. And because these two things are so, really, they're similar in that people put them off because they think they're on into the future. And because they're in the future, we don't need to deal with that right now. Nothing could be further from the truth. The time to take care of these things is now, because I don't know if people have seen this chart before, but